Have you ever found yourself doubting yourself, who you are, what you're capable of, how you measure up against everyone else? Do you ever find yourself wondering whether God actually loves you? Whether, given the hash that you just made of things last night, He really is going to forgive you again this time? Whether you're in the right place doing what you should be doing? Whether God has a plan for you, a destiny for you to fulfill? Do you ever find yourself doubting? When it comes to things spiritual, it's interesting that these days, the thing that people experience isn't so much a sense of guilt over their sin. It's more a sense of uncertainty, of doubt, a sense of being directionless, that life is just drifting by, that there's no rhyme or reason, no sense of purpose or direction. It's not surprising, not surprising at all, because one of the top 10 lies of the devil is to tell you that you're not who God says you are, that you have no worth, that your life has no purpose, that one day it'll all be over, and that will be it. And so millions of people never turn to God because they just doubt that they're worthy and whether He is in fact worth it. Do you relate to any of that? What's the answer? What's going to put some meaning and purpose and direction and a sense of destiny back into your life? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 29. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were noble by birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. You and I, we're not superstars. We're nothing special by the world's reckoning. But that doesn't matter to God, because He wants to pour His grace out through you. He's not interested in human standards of success. He's interested in you. And He wants to do something incredibly special with your life, even if you look in the mirror and you think to yourself, well, I'm nothing special. He completely confounds the worldly concept of success by taking someone who appears to be particularly ordinary according to the world's measure, someone perhaps like you or me, and doing something extraordinary with us. So, brothers and sisters, consider your own calling, because it's a calling from God, a calling to turn the ordinary into the extraordinary, a calling to give you meaning, purpose, direction, and a sense of destiny. That's God's word, fresh for you today.